So it's Friday the 14th of December. I'm driving home for the weekend and I'm shattered, absolutely shattered. Work's just very hard at the moment. Just feel like between us, we're doing the work of about flipping four people. Each person's doing the work of about four people. And it's just physically and mentally draining. So I'm glad to be getting the weekend off. I've left one of my colleagues looking after the site tomorrow, down in Windsor. So he's come to the rescue and given me the weekend to go and do some shopping, Christmas shopping. But I'm not going to do that much Christmas shopping because I haven't got that much money. I'm really tight. I'm owed about 2 months' worth of living away costs. And I'm not going to get them until the end of January. So by the time I come to get them, I'll be 3 months out of pocket, paying £50 a night. I don't know anyone who can afford that. I'm sure that deep down, they just want me to quit. That's what I feel like at the moment. I feel like there's so many conditions on me that make this tough work at the moment that surely... it's not just me. I don't know. it's scandalous. But yeah, so I'm funding myself. Hopefully when I get it all back, I'll get about £3,000, which will be great. But in the meantime, I've been paying my own way. So that's not been too good. I haven't been to the gym because I haven't had the money to go. Plus, there isn't one where I'm working. I've been tired. I haven't been doing any running. The only good thing has been that because I've not really had that much money, I bought a box, a hamper box. Well, it's not a hamper box, but it's a box which I have in my back seat, and I just fill it up with stuff at the beginning of the week for me to survive, like soups, beef jerky, snack bars, flapjacks, porridge, stuff which isn't going to go off. And I leave it in the back seat. When I'm hungry, I just help myself. Milkshakes as well. And I bought, those protein bars and all that sort of stuff. And just eating all that stuff has been quite positive because I've seen that, I've had, a controlled diet as such. And I've lost weight. Last week, I was a stone lighter than when I started the three men three stone challenge. I finally lost that stubborn half a stone, which had been frustrating me for a while. So I don't know what I'll weigh this week. I might put a bit of weight back on, but I think that's positive. And maybe when I start running again and I keep the same sort of diet, that trend will continue, so that'd be quite good. But that's all I've got to report at the moment. Been a while since I did an audio booth. I'd just like to say hello to Renato as well, who sent me a message, who said he's joined audio booth. It's good to have you on board. I look forward to listening to your posts, and I'm glad that things are going well with your business. That's a class bit of news. That sorry if I sound all dead down and out and negative, but I'm soldiering on. Soldiering on, we'll get there. That's it, over and out. One thing which I'm going to be thinking about over the next week, if anyone's got any ideas, is about writing a manifesto, a personal manifesto with regards to banking. Next year I'm going to find myself a decent bank, a bank that doesn't rip you off. I'm going to go through all the small print where it's designed to rip you off. I'm going to rewrite that as my personal manifesto, and I'm going to go to the banks and I'm going to say, if you give me this, I'll bank with you. And if they don't, then I'll move on and I'll just go from bank to bank. And if I can't find the bank, then I don't know, I'll look into setting my own bank up maybe. We'll see. Anyway, enough drivel for me. Over and out.